Welcome to today's podcast. My name is Pearl Lieber, and I will be your host. Today's podcast guest is Craig Whitehead, who's the president and CEO of Safety Services Nova Scotia. And actually, we have two guests today. Also, we have Bill Walker on our call as well. The purpose of today's podcast is to talk about the upcoming conference Safety Services Nova Scotia and Safety Services New Brunswick will be offering in March. Now, before we get into that, I'd like to do a brief introduction as to what the purpose is of today's podcast. When we look at it here in New Brunswick, there are three major events each year on our health and safety calendar. Number one is the Safety Services Health and Safety Conference, which this year, by the way, will be held in Halifax from March 29th to 31st at the Westin Nova Scotia Hotel. Number two is the WorkSafe NB Health and Safety Conference, which will be held in Fredericton at the Fredericton Convention Center on May the 10th to the 12th. And number three on our calendar is the annual Day of Mourning, which takes place every year on April the 28th. We want to provide a podcast on each of these events so that all New Brunswickers are aware of the opportunity to upgrade and sharpen their workplace health and safety skills in the case of the two health and safety conferences. And for the Day of Mourning, we want folks to take some time from their busy schedules to remember and reflect on those who have died or been injured on the job, as well as those family members that have been affected as well. Our first podcast today is going to focus on the Safety Services Conference, which, as I mentioned a moment ago, is being held in Halifax on March 29th to 31st. So at this point, I guess it would be nice to have a little background on this conference and how long it's been going. And for that, I'm going to turn to our senior statesman. Bill, do you want to talk a little bit about the history of the Safety Services Conference?
Absolutely. Thank you, Pearlie. The conference that we've been delivering in New Brunswick this year would technically be our 52nd annual conference. However, this would represent the third annual Atlantic Health and Safety Conference. And the way that came about was during the pandemic, we weren't able to deliver an in-person event. And we do have counterparts in both Nova Scotia and in Newfoundland who also deliver health and safety conferences. And in 2020, when we weren't able to hold in-person events, we all worked together to deliver an Atlantic virtual event. So it was a way that we could all partner together and still deliver safety content without having to get together in person. And that tradition carried on. It was relatively successful. There were some challenges with it being a virtual event, but we did have some success, and we certainly valued the Atlantic partnership that we had together. We worked together for many years on a number of other initiatives anyway, and it just made sense to keep this Atlantic event going. In 2020, due to the pandemic, all three provinces were forced to cancel our annual conferences. In 2021, we joined together to deliver a virtual event. We still weren't in a position where we were able to pull delegates together. So we delivered a virtual event that allowed us to continue to be relevant in the conference industry and to deliver safety topics. Although there was some challenges with delivering the virtual event, there was a lot of value in working together to deliver the Atlantic Initiative. And we kept that momentum going. In 2022, we delivered the second annual Atlantic Health and Safety Conference. And this year, it was a blended event or a hybrid event where we did have in-person component to the conference, which was hosted in Halifax. And as well, we did still have the option for virtual for delegates to attend. This year in 2023 will represent the third annual Atlantic Health and Safety Conference. This year will be a strictly in-person event. And we work very closely together with Safety Services Nova Scotia. The event, again, will take place in Halifax at the Westin Nova Scotia. And we expect that we'll probably have upwards of 15% of the delegates from New Brunswick attending that event. And we do have Newfoundland, who is a part of the conference in name only this year, but they are continuing to support the event. So in a nutshell, that's just a general overview of the conference and how the Atlantic provinces have been working together over the last few years.
So, Craig, as the host province for the conference, why don't you walk us through what all is involved in developing and hosting a conference of this type?
Yes, thank you, Pearly. Believe it or not, the conference planning actually starts a couple of weeks after the one that just finished. So We get into the actual planning stages, I would say April, May of the year that the conference that you've just attended to. So it's a long, extremely long-winded process. There's a lot of planning that goes into the locations, the support structure that we have in place with regards to the event managers, budgets, budget planning. And also one of the key things that we do look at is the numbers, how many delegates it's going to actually turn up. So with that, a large team of people, I would say, is involved with the whole planning process. One of the big focuses that we do have with regards to the planning process is the keynote speakers. This year we have an MC who's returning for the second year, a local gentleman from PEI who has got an extremely funny side to the way he engages with all the delegates and the staff to make sure that there's engagement, that inclusive of the program. And like I said, as a funny side to it, it's very much a comedian element to the way he delivers and participates with the delegates. And then opening the actual conference itself, we have a gentleman called Stuart Knight. Stuart is a very engaging speaker. And this time he's actually talking with regards to elements of returning to work within the pandemic or after the pandemic, where subject matter that he's aiming at is life after the pandemic and how that impacts business. But one of the key things that we saw with Stuart is the amount that he engages with the general audience, in that everybody leaves Stuart's actual meetings or sessions, if you like, feeling very much engaged in the process. He participates with the audience. So we're really looking forward to Stuart's opening part to the actual conference. And the third part to the actual keynotes is Tina Verghese, who, another subject that we're, that's at the forefront of everybody's work life, if you like, at the moment, is diversity and inclusion in the workplace. So that's a subject that we wanted to try and make sure that was at the forefront of this conference, to ensure that, especially with immigration and the inclusiveness that we all focus on with our employees, and that we feel that Tina will do an excellent job at that. So the keynotes were chosen from around 10 or 15 options, and we feel that Safety Services New Brunswick and Nova Scotia have chosen very well in the actual keynotes that we do have. So, and then moving on from that, once you actually establish the actual keynotes, you're moving on to the actual speakers themselves. And this time we have around about 25 speakers, which will cover a variety of subject matters. They range from elements for health and wellness, safety in the committee, safety professional, as well as the technical legislation. And we feel at this point we've got a good blend and range of speakers from all different elements of the Atlantic Canada, and some local, some not so local, but we believe that this conference is going to be a premier conference that delegates will want to ensure that they've been part of that. In addition to that, we have up in numbers of 25 exhibits that will be on show, which will obviously provide delegates with the opportunity to see different subject matter experts in different fields. And in addition to that, we also have our presenting sponsors, which is the Workers' Compensation Board of Nova Scotia, as well as Labour Skills and Immigration. So we'll be having the CEO of WCB, as well as the Minister for Labour, speaking as part of their program. And in addition to that, on the Thursday night, we have a kitchen party where delegates get time to enjoy themselves in more of a social environment, where we have live music, there'll be food available, social activities, prizes. We give the delegates a real chance to just let their hair down a bit and take more time to engage in more of a collaborative space, but also an opportunity for people just to have a sing-along if that's what they want, but in a maritime way.
Now, how many delegates would you expect, or are you aiming at, hopefully this year?
Our focus this year is around about the 400 number, but we do understand that we are still coming out of the pandemic in how businesses want their staff to move around the province. So in an ideal world, 400 is our number, but anything between 350 and 400 is where we're aiming to be.
Now, I went through your program, and you have a real diversity of topics. Do you want to talk about the challenge of coming up with topics and getting the right balance for your audience?
It really comes down to understanding the occupational health and safety industry and what is important to the people who attend our conference in terms of subject matter. And through our own knowledge of the industry, through knowledge from previous delegates as well, we aligned to the four elements, as I mentioned before, that mm-hmm. we feel are critical components of the program that we want to offer this year. But not only just the subject, but the depth and different lenses that that presents with regards to different subject matter experts in different areas, but all have the same goal. And we feel as though that the blend that is out there with the actual keynotes, with the actual program, with the fact that we're coming back to the Western, all has a lot of history behind it. And as I mentioned, the 2023 Atlantic Conference is going to be one not to be missed. And we are seeing this as a premier conference for OH&S specialists and people who are also looking towards a career path in OH&S.
Now, I believe that you have an early bird registration that has been on for a while, and tell us about that.
Yeah, every year we have an early bird. We also have a member rate because we run a membership at Safety Services, and as part of that, we do provide discounts for early bird registration. And the registration this year ends on Wednesday, the 15th of February. We are starting to see now a heavy hand towards registration. Seems to be the norm every year that you get closer to the date and everybody starts panicking and everybody wants to get their early bird registration value. But that said, we don't just work with early bird. We work with corporate customers. We deal with membership customers, and we've been working heavily on the social media advertising campaigns towards supporting our clients with early bird costings. We have adverts on the radio at the moment. We have social media posts. They go out to our membership, and they also go out to our constant contacts that we have as well. So we're giving everybody an opportunity to make sure they can take advantage of that early bird, which, as I mentioned, closes on February the 15th.
Now, tell us about the Western Hotel. I would assume that would be an excellent location for your conference.
It is. The Western this year, as previous years, have provided us with a fantastic facility to be able to host our conference. In addition to that, they're very welcoming. They provide excellent rates for accommodation. I think it's $159 per room with discounted parking as well. So they do really look after Safety Services whenever we do have a conference there. And as part of that, the food is excellent. Their hospitality is excellent. And the rooms that people stay, it makes people feel very welcome. And the fact that we have everything on one site this year means that people, they can turn up on the Wednesday, they can park their car, and they won't see their car till Friday afternoon when the conference finishes. And the social elements to that, even our AGM is happening on that Wednesday evening. So for our members who want to be part of that, they are welcome to join our annual AGM, which will be at the Western on that Wednesday evening.
So as a wrap-up, if you had a few words to say to potential delegates, what would you tell them?
I would say for those who have an OH&S background, who feel passionate about the occupational health and safety world, this is a conference that you need to be part of. The actual conference itself is going to be well attended with people from a variety of industries who all have the same goal. And that is the actual ensuring the health and safety within the workplace still remains paramount at the forefront of everybody's industry.
So before we go, back to you, Bill, anything you'd like to add relative to the conference as the one of the co-chairs from New Brunswick?
Well, at this time, maybe I'll turn it over to Craig to comment on a few things on where people can go to learn about the learn more about the conference and where they can register.
Yeah, sure. One of the things I'd like everybody to consider is the early bird that's coming up next Wednesday, and that numbers are filling up pretty quick. In addition to that, we also have an opportunity to get preferential rates at the hotel, which will be taken on a first-come, first-served basis. For all further information, I would recommend that you visit the Atlantic Workplace Safety Conference website at atlanticworkplacesafety.ca. And within that, you will see a full program of events, gives you an idea of the times. You can start planning your trip, take advantage of early registration. And also, for those people who are not members who wish to take advantage of the member rate, we're more than happy to accommodate that as well. So everything you need is at the website, and we look forward to seeing you in the coming months.
Look, thank you very much, Greg, for your comments today, and Bill. Certainly for anyone listening, a tremendous event, well planned, well organized, as was mentioned, one hotel, easy peasy as far as simply checking in and then being able to enjoy the conference. Lots of great speakers, I can assure you of that. I went through the program, tremendous speakers, whether it's a concurrent session or the plenaries. Make sure you book it on your calendar. And gentlemen, thank you very much for taking the time with us today. Again, if folks listening, we appreciate your feedback on all our podcasts. You can reach us at podcast@ssnb.ca. Gentlemen, thank you very much, and we'll look forward to meeting you in person at the conference.
Thank you, Perlman.